Christmas time to come in. Christmas time to come in. Christmas time to come in. And I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling. My old home's calling. Tall pines are humming. When Christmas time's a coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Reading from Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, November 30th, 2021, the last day of November, so we say farewell and anticipate great things, as this is the third day of Advent, and we enter into December tomorrow. Well, on this Testimony Tuesday, I'm going to let listener letters be the testimony, and I have some great Christmas music lined up covering a variety of artists, so I hope you can stay with me for the next 23 or so minutes. But before I get to listener letters, let me share with you what I sent out to our WLUJ family of listeners and those that have contacted WLUJ over the last few years, as this help explains our thoughts on share-a-thons, on fundraising, and how we desire to serve our listeners in the days ahead. But this was the newsletter that went out a few weeks ago. It says, "Dear friend, as we approach the Thanksgiving season, our minds turn to the many blessings we have received throughout the year. You, our beloved listener who walks this road with us, are amongst our greatest blessings. For the past 30-plus years, and this year, it's listeners like you who have cheerfully and generously supported and prayed for this ministry. We are committed to serve you in both old and new ways by hosting Bible teaching gatherings and seminars at our studio located at 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, along with having a variety of open houses, a homecoming week, and other events to bless and encourage you. We want you to come visit, pray, and fellowship with us. We have prayed, sought counsel, and have made the decision to not use the share-a-thon approach for fundraising. We truly feel the best way to serve you is by not interrupting the program lineup for an entire week. We instead want to focus our complete attention on the ministry to educate, edify, and evangelize. By not having the days committed to Share-a-thon, which includes sending out various mailings, bringing in and hosting professional fundraising people, arranging the many meetings, gatherings, and planning sessions to put the Share-a-thon together, and then preempting the many programs you love to hear at specific times, we are trusting God will provide through you without having the two Share-a-thons a year. We have seen God's provision through the commitment of His people, as you have given generously of your time, talent, and financial support. If in the past you have made a Share-a-thon pledge, we encourage you to continue giving, as we are counting on your faithfulness to provide for our ministry needs. The world is in a state of turmoil, but we believe with all of our hearts that God is on the throne and reigns sovereign. Thank you for helping us get the word out. Thank you for being an integral part of continual programming to encourage the believers, reach the lost, edify the saints, and lift high the name of Jesus. We praise God for you, our friend, and partner in ministry. We look forward to another year of working alongside you in proclaiming the good news gospel. Thank you for being in it with us. You are deeply appreciated at this Thanksgiving season and always. In Christ, Mark Burns, General Manager, Great News Media, WLUJ Family of Stations." So listening friend, I share that with you, as many in the WLUJ listening family have responded and sent in donations, which we need and appreciate, but we feel strongly that God is leading us to discontinue the Share-a-thon concept and trust that He'll provide through listeners that catch our vision, believe in the educate, edify, and evangelize, and know we'll hold true to our biblical values of teaching God's Word, His inerrant Word, His love letter, the Holy Scriptures, through our very gifted Bible teachers, those that share devotional thoughts, and all those that preach or teach throughout our varied programming. So I wanted to share that with y'all, because many of the Great News Radio listeners, you know that we've never had a share-a-thon in our 26 years, but the WLUJ family of stations have had share-a-thons usually twice a year for 30-plus years. So I just wanted to share that as we pray up the year-end giving, and those of you that will feel led to support the vision that we have to educate, edify, and evangelize, to lift high the name of Jesus, and to proclaim His Word, His truth, the Bible, in all that we say and do. So that was just a little update. And I want to give you some of the feedback that we've received from our wonderful listeners, covering the whole span from Macomb to Danville into Indiana, all of central Illinois. Thank you, God, for these 19 frequencies that can proclaim the good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And so let me get to some listener letters, and I have some great music picked out for you. But I'll begin with a note from Mr. Ken from Rushville, Illinois. Dear friends at Great News Radio, hello, my loved ones. How are you? It's good to see and hear you are all so blessed and loved by our Lord. May our Lord be forever magnified. He has brought us all to this moment, this era, this time in life, and it is wonderful and beautiful for us in the Lord to serve God in prayer and supplication. God has a really good plan for all of us. Please put 100% trust in God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus is alive, and He loves us all. He's coming again soon. And those were encouraging words from Ken from Rushville. Here's a note from Alice from Springfield. I love WLLM's music. I especially like Night Sounds with Bill Pierce. Yeah, thanks, Alice. I agree. I love Night Sounds and all the choices with our 19 frequencies in three different formats. Well, speaking of choices, this is a favorite song for many during the Christmas season. Mary, Did You Know by Mark Lowry and the Gaither Vocal Band. It's a song that sometimes is played throughout the year, but here's Mary Did You Know with soloist Mark Lowry and back up by the Gaither Vocal Band.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Yep, the great I Am he's talking about is Jesus Christ, the reason for this season, the one we worship and adore, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the first and last, Emmanuel, God with us. Now here's a note from Nellie from Decatur. I am really sorry, I've been really sick with cancer, and I found this the other day, so I decided to send it in anyways. Bless you all. And this is from Nellie from Decatur. And Nellie, we prayed you up, asking God to help you deal with your cancer, and certainly are very blessed by your donation, especially during this hard season in your life. Time for another note from a listening friend. This is from Shirley from Monticello. I hope all goes well with your move to Marketplace Mall. Sounds like an exciting opportunity. Saw you and your wife at the Living Alternatives banquet last night. Wasn't Mark Schultz fantastic? Blessings. And this is from Shirley and Jerry, monthly donors to this ministry. Appreciate them. And if you want to join them and be a monthly giver or a one-time giver or end-of-year giver or a quarterly giver, no donation is turned away. We're 100% listener-supported. So it's through you that God allows us to proclaim the good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day. So write us today at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And for our great WLUJ family of stations, you can certainly write to us in Fisher, Illinois, or our Springfield studios at 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. That's WLUJ, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. Any and all donations are greatly appreciated. Well, let's hear another Christmas song. This is by the Cathedrals, Joy, Joy, Joy. And may this be some encouraging words for you.
Joy, 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 joy.
What?
Joy, 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 joy.
Joy to the world, the Lord is high. Let earth receive her King.
Let every heart prepare him room,
and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing,
and heaven and nature sing.
Joy, 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 joy.
Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns.
Let men their songs employ.
While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains,
repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy,
repeat the sounding joy.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove
the glories of his righteousness,
and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, and wonders of his love.
And the wonders of his love. Isn't it amazing that God became man so that he could identify and lead and show us what the Father was like, a tangible way that Jesus showed us who God is and the joy we can have as we ask him into our heart to be our Lord and Savior. Well, here's a note from Karen from Macon, Illinois, and she writes, "May God bless you and the wonderful work you're doing for Jesus. May you be lifted up and encouraged to continue bringing us God's Word in teaching, preaching, and praise and worship music!" Exclamation point. Thank you, Karen, and thank you for your support. Here's a note from Carolyn from Milford. "Dear Mark and friends, that includes a lot of people. Mark has many friends all over. I am looking forward to you getting back on the air from moving the station. What exciting times." And she's talking about our move from Lincoln Square to Marketplace Mall, which is getting closer, and we hope to have the studio set up pretty soon. She says, "Please send me the radio schedule for 89.3 and the frequency in Lincoln. I have a cousin in a nursing home in Lincoln and wants to have church service, but they don't have any there. He does have a radio, though. He really misses church. It will be good to hear your voice again, Mark. Thank you for the good job that you are doing there at Great News Radio. God bless you all." And she signs it Carolyn, and Carolyn's been a faithful monthly supporter for so many years, and we not only appreciate it, but we kind of count on it as we try to figure out our budgets and pray, "Lord, how is everything going to get paid?" And it just seems like He works it all out as we continue to be faithful to His calling to proclaim Jesus and Jesus alone, and so we're thankful for that opportunity. Well, here's Wintley Phipps, "Go Tell It on the Mountain," and may that be true for you today as you go to and fro. Maybe it's at work or doing your hobbies, stopping over and seeing a friend, or in line at the grocery store. Share that good news message of Jesus, that He's the reason for the season, and we can take joy in it, find peace, and rejoice in new ways thinking about God's great love for us. Here's "Go Tell It on the Mountain" by Wintley Phipps.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is among us. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and shepherds kept their watching, oh, silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angels' chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born, and brought us all salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. I said, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born.
Wow, can Wintley Phipps hold those notes? Go tell it on the mountain. May that be something we do today, proclaiming the good news message of Jesus. Well, I'm going to close out with Angels from the Realms of Glory by the Discovery Singers, a very traditional arrangement. Hopefully you're enjoying the variety of God-honoring Christmas music, as we trust most of our songs are pointing to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And yes, we have some fun ones like White Christmas, Sleigh Ride, and other arrangements, but the preponderance, the message that we want to clearly proclaim, is this is the season of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, King of the universe, Emmanuel, God with us, the one we worship, the one that's our Savior, who takes away our sins. He came to redeem mankind so we can have an everlasting life with God the Father. Here's Angels from the Realms of Glory by the Discovery Singers. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. He who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Tum-ta-ta-run-ta-tum-ta-ta-run, tum-ta-ta-run-ta-tum-ta-ta-run.
Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night.
Tum-ta-ta-run-ta-tum-ta-ta-run.
God with us is now residing, yonder shines the
come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star, his natal star.
Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the
before the odds are bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, worship Christ anew.